Happy 104. Hello and welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow, the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. And through my work, I've got to know a whole range of small charities all supporting local causes. And so in this regular monthly programme, I go out and about finding out what these charities do, what they're up to, visiting a few key people, and trying to see at first hand how their hard work benefits others in the community. Now, we had to pre-record this Charity Corner because our guest, Keith Foy, was away, but this is what we have done. In the studio today, we have Keith Foy. Hello, Keith. How are you?
Hello, Rachel. Yeah, fine, thank you.
Right. Now, I've known Keith for a while now because we are both mad because we train under Simon Partridge in Sherborne, don't we? SP Fit.
That's right, yes.
Who tends to keep us relatively fit. You're much fitter than I am. And Keith has been really, really wonderful in supporting the Hidden Needs Trust in the past. And in fact, he sponsored my sports racing wheelchair last year. His company, Simply Advice, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
That's right, which is based in Yeovil.
Based in Yeovil.
Yeovil. Yeah.
And Tiverton.
Keith, you're also doing something else this year, aren't you, charitable-wise? Would you like to tell us a bit about it?
Yes, yeah. It's involved a number of things, really. I've always liked a challenge, and so I thought it would be nice to do something for charity and raise some money for a good cause. So the good cause is Hope for Kids, which is part of the Kids Alive International group, and they provide help for children at risk in various countries. Tend to be countries that have issues, that are war-torn countries, in poverty, and it's really they provide orphanages, they provide schooling to help children get out of the situation they're in and get good jobs. So it's a number of challenges that I've taken on, and that's involved doing the Yeovil Half Marathon back in March, so that one's box ticked. And then recently I did my first triathlon, which was a sprint triathlon at Stourhead. And surprisingly, that was much more difficult than the half marathon. And then all that is left is the Jurassic Coast Challenge on the 8th of June, which is a 100-kilometre walk non-stop from Poole to Bridport.
And that's a tough challenge.
Yeah.
I know it, very much.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. And having done a few practice walks, it's going to be a lot tougher than I thought it would be. I did a 50-kilometre walk last week. And when I got back to the car, I thought, well, I'm going to have to do another 50 kilometres from this point and realise that that's going to be hard work.
So have you got anybody else doing it with you?
Yeah, a friend of mine is doing it as well for the same charity.
So going to egg each other on.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So I think that's going to be helpful.
So tell me more about the charity.
It's a global charity. The UK arm is called Hope for Kids. And the reason why the charity is close to my heart is because I've been to Lebanon and actually stayed in the orphanage and seen the work of the children there. That was back in 2002, and seen the wider work that they do outside of the orphanage as well in providing care for single mothers so that they can go to work and earn a living. And also, they're in the office next door to us where our business is, so we have quite a good relationship with them and have a good understanding of what they do and where the funds get used.
So is that why you initially went out, or were you in Lebanon and just happened to go
They've got close links to the church that we go to,
right.
at Yeovil Community Church, and it's really stemmed from there. The people that went out to Lebanon that worked for Kids Alive were friends of ours, and we went out to visit them and support them, and it's really just stemmed from there, really. And the friends that were in Lebanon at that time, they're now the global directors of Kids Alive International.
So after these challenges, what are you going to do next? Are you going to do something else for them? Is this going to be sort of like an annual thing you're going to try and do? Or
I haven't really got that far yet.
Isn't it, Rachel? Going back a bit, you're talking about the orphanages. For an example, how big are these orphanages? How big was the one in Lebanon?
The one in Lebanon, it was an orphanage and a school.
Right, OK.
So the key thing there is that they provide the orphanage. 100 children, I think. I mean, right. That might be the school. I think there's children that come in from outside as well to the school. Okay. So they provide the schooling for disadvantaged children as well as providing a home right. for those that don't have a family.
And you say it's Hope for Kids. What do they class as a child? Is there an upper limit that it's supported?
I don't think there's any upper limit, but I think that the thing is to prepare them, get them to a position where they can get into the working world and make something of themselves,
right.
really.
Is there a website that people can go on and have a look at?
Yeah, it's hopeforkids.co.uk.
Okay, so they can have a look and learn more about that.
That's right.
And have you set up a Just Giving page or anything?
I have, yes.
Right, so how yes. do people access that?
Right, justgiving.com, and it's under Keith's Multi-Challenge page.
Keith's Multi-Challenge page.
That's right.
That's a mouthful, isn't it? So have you got a target?
I had hoped to try and raise £2,000. Amazingly, I've managed to hit that already. So
wow.
people have been really generous.
Yes, that is good. That is yeah. really, really good. So perhaps you ought to up the ante now.
Yes.
Aim for about £3,000.
Yeah, well, I haven't stopped asking. So.
No, what a wonderful cause. And I really hope that the last leg goes well. How did the Oval Marathon bit do? How did you get on with that?
That was really good, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I did the Yeovil Marathon, half marathon last year.
Oh,
and this
okay.
year, the aim was just to beat that time,
right.
which I did.
Perfect.
Which I did.
And I remember speaking to you, well, briefly emailing you after you did your Stourhead challenge, the triathlon, and you said you got cramp in the swim, was that right?
That's right, yes. Yeah, swimming's not my strong point. And the last couple of hundred metres, I couldn't move my legs, so it was...
Did you swim in the lake?
That's right, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Goodness. Good
yeah.
fun.
So, yeah, it was good fun, but... yeah, it was just arms only in the swim
right,
coming
okay.
the end of it.
So would you do another triathlon?
Perhaps in a while. No, no.
Not tomorrow.
Not immediately, no.
So good luck on the walk. I just hope
Thanks.
That the weather's really, really kind. And please let us know how you get on. We will put it on the website and let
Lovely.
Everybody know.
Okay, thank you
thank
very much.
You. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Rachel.
Well, amazing. And as per usual, of course, I've got Terry Bennett with me in the studio. Terry, your thoughts?
Well, another very interesting individual, isn't he? And somebody who goes out and does fantastic things for charity. And what a walk, though. I've walked 30 miles in a day and it nearly killed me. So the
and
thought
that,
of doing 100
that
kilometres.
That part of the coast is...
It's I not mean, easy,
of
is
course,
it?
This is part when I was doing my marathon running. And no, some of the... parts are treacherous, really treacherous. So you know, the thought of doing 100k is just mad. But anyway, so that's next Saturday, isn't it?
It
next
is
Saturday.
I think yes.
So hopefully we'll have a catch up after that, and of course next Charity Corner I'll be able to report back and tell
yes.
everybody how he's done and so on.
Absolutely.
But I've got my two boys in the studio today, and I'm wondering what their thoughts are. Peter, what are your thoughts about the orphanages and so on in Lebanon?
That's very good.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do, isn't it? And it's a bit like when we had Eric on, didn't we, when he was talking about the Rook Foundation. You know, it's a similar sort of thing, isn't it? And, of course, it's the sort of work that Julie Plumley does at Future Roots. So although it's very specific to this that Keith was doing, of course, the work's like this all over the place, aren't there? Very, very similar.
Absolutely. What's the diary look like? We've got lots of things coming up.
There are lots of things coming up. First of all, a huge thank you to Paul Peters from the Geranium Trust, because he opened his wonderful house and gardens again yesterday to raise money for St Margaret's Hospice.
I think it was 50-50 between the Geranium Trust and St Margaret's Hospice.
That's right.
It?
And in fact, next Sunday... at the Trinity Church in Lysander Road, St Margaret Hospice singers are going to be there from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's going to be music, a cream tea, cakes and so on, all for £8. Really good cause. And if you want to know more about it, there is a phone number. It's a local number, so 01935 872 353, or just turn up on the day. So that's going on. I've got a charity golf day going on, actually, on Tuesday to raise money for the Hidden Needs Trust.
A golf day?
A golf day at Sherborne Golf Club, yes. It's been the charity for this year, which is going to be good fun. So if you're a golfer and haven't got on board yet, go up, go and have a word. Next Sunday, we've got our next Charity Corner lunch, in inverted commas. It's going to be at Prodigal Bikes venue and the postcode is TA187NJ, and we're going to be able to see around the venue and so on. So if you're listening and you've previously been on the show and for some reason or other my email invite hasn't got to you, please get in touch and I'll send you more details. And there's going to be tea and cakes and that sort of thing. So rather than a lunch, it's going to be an afternoon session.
And this is an opportunity for anybody that's involved with a charity or a local good cause to come along and to make connections with other groups.
Absolutely. And they have just returned from doing, now I can't remember how many miles was it?
It was a lot.
A lot of miles bike ride.
They were cycling to Penzance or to Land's End.
That's right. And they raised well over £3,000. And there were only three cyclists in the end. And they were raising money for a big container, weren't they? So they can actually get these
bikes. More bicycles to Africa.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that's all exciting. And in fact, the following weekend, which is the middle weekend of June, the 16th, there are two things going on which sound quite fun. Now, you don't have to be a good runner to do this. But starting at Yeovil College, the Race for Life, it's 5K. And they are trying to actually raise money for targeting ovarian cancer and the Roy Castle's Lung Cancer Foundation. So again, you can just literally turn up. You don't have to run. You can walk. You can do whatever you like. And I've got a feeling it's mainly the women that are doing it, but I'm sure the men folk want to come and cheer along. That's brilliant. And there's a Midsummer Madness, which is going on the same day, from starting at the terraces in Sherborne at 8:30. And I'm just getting up their advert because it says you don't have to actually be a runner. You can walk, crawl, whatever it. You can be whatever age you like. There is going to be a medal for everybody. It doesn't matter if you come first or last, but there is also going to be a medal, I think, for the funniest dressing up person. So you can go in whatever attire you like, the funnier the better. And again, raising money for really, really good causes.
There's a couple from the Abbey Diary, which is worth mentioning. First of all, 10 of us, who are the local cancer care charity, they've got a shop in Sherborne.
Yes, they've got one in Cheap Street.
They're looking for volunteers for 4 hours in the morning or an afternoon, any day, Monday to Saturday, for steaming, it says here, and stock shelves. So I suppose steaming is clothes, isn't it?
Ironing,
yeah.
I should think.
Yeah, I suppose that's what it means, yes.
Yes.
Volunteer required to help the till from 2:30 to 5. So they're basically looking for volunteers. If you're interested in that, call into the shop and they will welcome you with open arms, no doubt. The Chetnall and Lee Garden Club are having an open gardens event on the 8th of June. That's next Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's between 1 and 5 p.m. And it says, follow the sunflowers to the open gardens. That's a novel way of doing it. Tickets are £5 from the Village Hall, and it's in aid of Future Roots.
Oh, good.
That's Julie Plumley. And visit the Chetnall Village Hall for light refreshments, tea and cake included in the price of a ticket. So another well worthwhile one there. Then the Cerne Abbas Open Gardens. It's a season for open gardens, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's on the 15th of June and the 16th of June, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Cerne Abbas, unsurprisingly. And it's got a free car park and teas in St Mary's Church and a large plant stall. Proceeds there are in aid of Weldmar Hospice Care and the Cerne Water Meadows Trust. You can get the details of that at cerneabbasopengardens.org.uk, or you can phone Claire Crosby 01300 341 466. Quite a lot going on at the moment.
There's
isn't
an awful lot going on, isn't it? It's the June madness, really. And I'm sure if people go to the CERN open weekend and what have you, they will meet up with the jolly lot from the Cerne Abbas Brewery, who are always there. And in fact, last time I went, they were dressed up as Friar Tuck and things like that. So it's worth going to just to have a laugh. They're very, very generous, the guys there. They're always at these events and giving away, you know, a lot of their beer and things. So good for them.
I think we've covered that.
I think so.
Do we have a guest for next month yet, or are you're working
on
that?
No, it is in the planning. And again, as per usual, we've got two or three people that are wanting to be on it. It's at the end of sort of GCSE and A-level times. It's also the beginning or the end of the school, the beginning of holidays. So again, it's quite a juggle, but we will put it on.
Yes, on the website. Social media and everything
absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely. And of course, all the interviews and things can be reheard, can't they, on Abbey 104 or on my website, hiddenneedstrust.org.
Absolutely. Right, that's it for this month. And we will be back on the first Sunday of July.
Yes, I know. Scary,
the year is going through, isn't it?
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.